Let's talk about this intention. Mark A. Miller, president, certified passive house consultant, plus a passive house builder, because he's part of Mark A. Miller Architects and Builders. He's a multitasker. Mark Miller, good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for you sharing what is happening when it comes to a pretty unique house. So I'm going to get right into our conversation, Mark. I think you're across the pond, but whatever we are discussing can be done here in West Michigan.
Absolutely. All over the country, from hot climates to the coldest of cold climates.
Before that, what is passive house? What is this overall intention?
Well, passive house is the world's most energy efficient standard. And the idea with passive house is looking at the building sector, comprising about 40% of the greenhouse gas emissions that are causing climate change and global warming. So to address this issue, there has been a system put in place that if we design to this standard, we can reduce the CO2 emissions of buildings and save energy, reduction of energy up to 85 to 90% than traditional homes. And so there's a goal to get all buildings to be built this way so that they're not contributing to climate change.
So what makes a house a passive house?
It's a great question. There is about seven tenets to the passive house standard that we try and implement. So the first is strategic design, you know, where we place the windows, what side of the building. They're either going to get more heat gain or less heat gain. So by moving them around, you know, we can balance the energy throughout the year. We also look at the specific climate that the house is set in. For example, if you're in San Francisco, being on the south part of town is actually going to have a slightly different microclimate than the area on the north part of town. So we take all of that into consideration. The largest thing, though, is that the walls are super insulated. So instead of traditional homes that might have like a 4-inch thick wall full of insulation, passive houses, depending on their location, might have 8 inches, 10 inches, 12 inches. The house that we're doing there in Richland, Michigan, has 15-inch thick walls. So we're really making a nice insulated cooler, if you will, to keep the cold out in the winter and to keep our air conditioning in the summertime. Another tenet is advanced windows and doors. So most windows either have a single pane of glass, or for the past 20 years, we've had double-paned insulated glass windows. Well, with passive house, we need something that performs even better because the windows are the weakest link in our building envelope system. So typically, a passive house, especially in the colder climates, are going to have triple-pane glass filled with argon gas. Instead of one rubber gasket that gets compressed for air tightness, passive house window might have three rubber gaskets that get compressed. So the performance needed for windows is definitely much higher than what we typically see. Another tenet is called thermal bridge-free detailing. So a thermal bridge is where, for example, in the winter, we would see the heat inside the house flow through the structural members of the house and leave. So in a typical stud house, you know, we have insulation in between our studs. And that's fine for helping slow down the heat leaving our home. But where the actual wood stud is, it's just a pathway for that heat to leave. So with passive house theory, we want continuous insulation outside of the structure so that we reduce and stop those heat losses through the structure.
Nice. Tell me, I want to get into just with our time purposes, the benefits to the homeowner here.
Yes, there's some wonderful benefits. The main one is actually comfort. If you've ever lived in a drafty home in the winter, you know how uncomfortable it is even just to sit in a chair that's near a window. So with passive house, we are trying to have no surface in the house have a temperature differential of 4 degrees. So wherever you are, up on the second floor, on the first floor, near a window in the middle of the house, you're going to feel the same temperature. Passive houses, because they're so well insulated, are really quiet. So if you like to read or listen to music, you will find, unlike any other home you've been in, passive homes are quiet. Then, of course, energy savings. Like I said, when you do the passive house technique, you can expect energy reductions anywhere from 80% to 90%. So imagine having a car that typically gets, let's say, 30 miles a gallon. A passive house might be getting you 300 miles a gallon. So super energy efficient design. Also, the air quality is the best. And we have what's called an energy recovery ventilator, which is a little box that runs, and it's constantly bringing in fresh air from the outside, and it's constantly slowly exhausting stale air from the inside, especially from our bathrooms and our kitchens. And those two air streams pass next to each other, and 80 to 90% of the heat energy that's about to escape the house from the exhaust air is actually transferred back into the incoming air. And so the reduction in energy loss is actually quite small, yet we're providing balanced ventilation 24/7 in the house. So we have superior indoor air quality with these passive houses.
Very cool. Mark Miller with us, president, certified passive house consultant, Mark A. Miller Architects Builders, Inc., talking about this passive house. So here's a kind of a specific question. What proves to me, the homeowner, that I can actually hit the promised level of energy efficiency, Mark?
A great question. Of course, you spent the time and money to design this home in a special way. So we like to get these houses certified, and there's a group in Chicago called the Passive House Institute US, and they are one of the certifying bodies in North America, and they have a program where they review the drawings down to the last bit of insulation and all the mechanicals, and they help make sure the system is in place and proper. And then there's also now a third-party verifier. So there'll be an engineer that comes out to the house four times during construction to make sure the insulation's been installed properly, to test the air tightness of the home to make sure it's reaching the performance level stated. And then at the end of the project, they'll also come back and do another, what we call blower door test, to test the air tightness. And this is gives the homeowner real peace of mind and actual evidence that they could be handed that saying your house is performing to meet these criteria.
Cool. So why would someone want to achieve a net zero home, Mark?
Well, net zero is really exciting. You remember when the first solar calculator came out? I
sure.
do. And I said, wow, if this is such a great idea, I never have to spend a dime on powering this thing. So we're now getting to the point where we could make homes where we don't have to spend any money to power them. So that's what net zero is. It means that you're making all the power the home needs right on site, and it's usually with renewable sources. So this house we're doing in Richland will have a 40-panel solar array, and it will provide all the home's power for heating and cooling all throughout the year, including powering the homeowner's electric vehicle. So the home is producing no pollution once it's built and for, you know, the decades and decades of service that it'll have. So net zero is a great thing to do for the environment by providing a clean home, pollution-free home to your neighborhood.
Awesome. Before I ask for more information, what can we do to improve, I'll just say, you know, the general energy efficiency of my home? Where do I start is probably a better question.
Yes, well, especially in Michigan, you know, where we are a heat-dominated climate, air tightness, I think, is a great place to start. So, for example, if you've been doing laundry in the winter, you know how much cold air comes in from where the dryer exhaust leaves. Windows, you know, if you have old windows in your house, I would encourage you to upgrade them to higher performing new windows that have better air tightness and more insulation to keep your expensive heat in the house rather than letting it go out. Check the seals around your doors, your entry doors and your rear doors. You can also increase your insulation levels. So going up in the attic and spraying a few more inches of cellulose can help. If you're going to be re-siding your house, this is a great opportunity to add some continuous exterior insulation onto the house before putting the new siding on. So these are real low-hanging fruits. Another one I really like is there's these heat pump hot water heaters, and there's a $450 rebate for these appliances.
Wow.
So you're only spending a couple hundred dollars more than just a regular inefficient hot water heater. And so with the energy savings, you're going to get that paid back in 1 to 2 years, and then everything else is gravy from there.
Awesome. Well, appreciate your energy and your knowledge and your recommendation to make our house a passive house. Mark Miller, how do we find out more information?
You could get to me through my website at markmillerarchitecture.com. And if you're curious to see what we're doing in Richland, if you search on Facebook at Mark Miller Architecture, you'll find our Gull Lake Net Zero Passive House, and you can follow the whole history of our construction on the project. We're about two-thirds of the way done, and we're excited to have tours of the house once we're complete.
All right, Mark Miller, thank you very much for what you do in the architect world. ZenPlusArchitecture.com?
Yep, that'll work as well.
Thanks.
Thanks, Shelley.
Glad we could talk. Enjoy your day.
Yeah, me too.
Yep.
You too.
Be safe. Yep.